step in that direction.
I'd like to call Congress back to order. Reports of select committees. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Rules and Ethics met briefly. Bill number ONCA 1789, an act to amend section 4.7 and section 4.9 of the Osage Nation Election Code. ONCA 15-76, to make the filing dates for congressional and judicial candidates consistent with the filing dates for the principal chief and assistant principal chief candidates, and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Buffalo Head. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Tillman and Hamilton, one absent, Edwards. Next bill is ONCA 17-90, excuse me, an act to amend ONCA 16-84 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $71,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Buffalo Head. The final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with the votes, yes, two yes votes, Tillman and Hamilton, one absent, Edwards.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Walker.
I move that today's legislation be passed by a majority of Congress that's present today.
Congressman. Right. Yeah. Congressman, your motion. I would, because it's, well, I'm going to say that motion would be out of order, and you have stated it. I have not heard a second, but I will. Let's have a discussion with the legal counsel as well. Mr. Gill, please come to the... So, Congressman, we were getting ready to begin third reading, and Congressman Walker has made a motion to... His motion is that the vote be a majority of the Congress members who are here today. And from the previous session, this came about per the Constitution, so we kind of had a moment here of that would give us your thoughts, because we kind of took that as it would be suspend the Constitution. So
the motion was not seconded.
It was not seconded, but I would like to have this discussion briefly, so we're all clear as we move forward with this vote.
I will probably confuse the matter even more by explanation. I have looked into the issue since the last session when this issue came up. It is a fairly common legal precedent that a document is read as a whole, not as an individual. With individual provisions. That being said, I think the Congress has the ability, probably through congressional rules, to allow for a majority vote of the members present. That could be challenged by the executive branch if they wish to do so in the court, and then we would get a final ruling on that issue. But I think the Congress does have the ability to do it through their congressional rules. The Constitution allows for rules to be set for procedure by the Congress. And the Constitution also says that the body of Congress only requires 8 people to be present for a quorum responsibility of the legislature. But I think it's up to this body to make that decision, whether you say it's a majority of the quorum or a majority of all of Congress. Again, could be challenged. There were some members of Congress that liked the idea of it being seven, some that don't, so therein lies the problem. Could the motion go forward? In my opinion, yes, the motion could go forward.
Well, that's what I'm hearing from you now, but it was very confusing because that's how it seems like that's how we had been proceeding for quite some time, in fact, years. And then it was brought to our attention in the past session, but since that time, the Congress hasn't been advised that.
Right, and I have intended to do so. I didn't realize it was going to come up today, so I apologize for that.
So yeah, because how I'm hearing is that we could address it in the rules. So.
And I think it should be, so that it's clarified for this body.
I reassert my motion.
Second. Discussion.
Okay, motion is made that a majority of the vote be of the members present today. And seconded, discussion, Congressman Supernaw and then Congressman Shaw.
What is the vote tied?
Just like any other tie vote, it would go to the assistant.
Is that why Brandon left?
No. Actually, he's still in the room. I didn't realize that he said another. But he was going to step out for a little due to an obligation because the way we proceeded in this previous session, that there weren't very many instances where he would have to vote. So, Congressman Shaw.
Well, I support going forward and using the same voting process and approval process, which is majority of the members present that constitute a quorum at a meeting. The only reluctance I had at all about the topic of Congressman Walker's motion was that we all use the term, well, you're voting to suspend the Constitution. I take it, Mr. Gill, you don't believe that that's really what happens in with such a vote at all, that we're suspending the Constitution, because if you look at the entire document, it could support the interpretation of a majority of the members present that would not be violating the Constitution.
That's my opinion, yes.
Right, and this is the first I've heard of that, so that really is how it sounded when he originally made that.
Part of this is my fault. I apologize for that. I did intend to advise the Congress of this issue of my opinion. Did not realize that it was going to come up today. Thank mm-hmm. you, Congressman Walker.
Okay, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
But I believe in, I need some clarity. What I believe I heard you say that we could, since the Constitution gives us the ability to write our rules of procedure, our legislative rules of procedure, that it could be placed in there and then we would be okay. So to me, since in the absence of us having rules that state vote counts, vote measures, I still believe that taking a vote like this today leaves us out in limbo because we don't have our rules of procedure shored up. I'm not opposed to that. I'm glad that you've broadened our perspective on that. But the fact is it's not within our rules of procedure currently to allow for a suspension or not a suspension or giving us direction how we proceed with that.
That is correct. It is not in the rules. So it doesn't mean the motion could not proceed. It probably means that a motion would be outside of the rules and should take a vote to pass. But it doesn't mean that the vote could proceed.
Should take what?
Eight votes
to pass.
Okay, so you are now saying that a motion would not be in order because I believe when we first began the discussion, you said that his motion would be in order, which is why he.
No. I didn't say it wasn't in order. I just said it would require. It would most likely require 8 votes to pass because it's not in the rules.
To pass for his motion.
Right.
Okay. All right. Congressman Shaw.
Okay. would such a motion require or be considered under a rule suspension?
I believe you'd have to consider it under a rule suspension, yes, because it's not in the rules.
Therefore, there would be no discussion right now?
He hadn't said that yet. He didn't have that in his motion yet.
I apologize for being...
If that's the case, there would be no discussion.
I was not prepared for today's discussion, and I would, I apologize for that.
Okay, so can we continue to discuss, or does he withdraw and we discuss, or, because, I mean, if you're saying it's a rule suspension, then, well, it's not, because we don't have it in rules. So actually, it's not. So, okay, Congressman Mason.
I'd like to express an opinion at this time. You know, I'm sitting here as a member of this body to make a decision. People elected me to come here and make a decision. It was said earlier, in early days, beginning, that we come together to write legislation and bills, and we pass these via a decision of the body. That's us. I'm sitting here today to make a decision and vote up or down one way, cast my vote. And that's why people elected me to be here, to represent them, to express my opinion and vote, hopefully for the betterment of the people. And to me, if there's eight of us here, then eight of us vote. And that's why we're here. If there's nine here, that's fine. If there's somebody absent, they're absent. But we still have business at hand to take care of in behalf of the people. And that is to express our vote and our opinion at this, in our house. This room is ours. What happens in this room belongs to us in Congress, and the decisions that come from here are on behalf of the people. Now, we're talking about all of us, whether it's eight of us here or nine of us are here. We look over on the other side, it just takes one man, chief, up or down. Over here, it takes 12 of us. But this is our house. And I look again at you at the position of the speaker to be exactly that too, is to express your opinion to guide us as a body which way you want to go with this, and appreciate all of the opinions that are expressed, but I'm sitting here to cast a vote, and I want it to be counted. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Someone over here had their hand up. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, I think there's more confusion because legal counsel advises it was suspension of the rules. Speaker says it's not suspension of the rules because it's not in the rules. I agree that it's a big confusing mess. Personally, I think the motion's improper for right now until we get this in our rules. But that's just Maria's opinion.
Can I just ask for a brief recess so that I can look at the rules?
Entertain a motion.
Motion to recess. Call a speaker.
Second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Recess to the call of the chair.